This podcast is being brought to you by Gilbert Funeral Home in Marion, Kentucky, proudly serving our community since 1976. Go Rockets!
Welcome to our regular weekly post-game podcast. We're a little later this week due to fall break and some of the change in scheduling. The team has been practicing in the morning and we couldn't work out time yesterday to do the podcast. So this is Tuesday, a day later. But Coach Starnes, I know you're still not over the Murray loss, I'm sure, and probably don't even want to talk about it a great deal. Ready to move on to Ballard Memorial, which we will talk about later in the week. But this Murray game was one that we just got it handed to us.
Yeah, it was clearly we were outmanned. They were concerned about us defensively, according to their coaches, some of their players, but. You know, I'm going to tell you, they're a solid football team. They just got after us. If you go back and you look at the games that we lost, I think probably with the exception of Trigg County, when we got beat, we were just manhandled up front. They controlled the line of scrimmage, and I think that Murray controlled it both ways. You know, I was watching a film against Ballard and Murray, and their line didn't come off the ball as hard as they did against us. And I think it was either two things. One is they were challenged because they felt like we had a solid line. And secondly, it's probably we really made them a little mad and we chose them for homecoming. So I'm not sure what the two factors were. But, you know, I do know that they came ready to play. And I think that they controlled the line of scrimmage and it enabled them to run the football the way that they did.
A lot of people have asked since Friday night why we chose Murray for homecoming. Actually, we didn't. I think the homecoming game was really supposed to be Ballard, but that fell during fall break, which is this week, so the only other option was Murray. It wasn't something we really
solicited
Murray High for homecoming.
You know, we've been in this business for a long time, Chris, and we understand what motivates teams and we understand what homecoming is about, and you want to have a successful homecoming and stuff like that. It actually came down to the factor was that this being fall break and the people that were in charge of homecoming asked me if I could please switch it because a lot of people would be out of town, and I had it actually traditionally. You play your senior night as your last home game. I flip-flopped it simply to get Ballard as our homecoming. We were going to play Murray as our senior night and Ballard as homecoming. I didn't care what tradition was, but I had to make sure that I changed it because of it being fall break. So then my only other option was Paducah-Tillman, so, you know, we have to choose one of the two.
Yeah. And, of course, Murray High, winner of 15 or 16, I can't remember off the top of my head, straight
16.
16 straight district games, not particularly one you want to play for homecoming. And really, you know, Murray's, that streak stretches, I assume, over three seasons now. And, of course, they won the district last year, the first year after reclassification. And now they're on track to win it. And this week they've got a big game against Caldwell County to determine who will win this district, it appears. And of course we've got to be on target this week with Ballard Memorial. Otherwise, we lose this game, we will play Owensboro Catholic the first round. So a lot riding on this game this week too. And I guess coming out of the Murray game, the one question I would have is, are we healthy?
Well, I mean, we have Grant Gardner who's tweaked an ankle. He's gimping around a little bit. Stefan Kozar didn't practice today. I thought his shoulder was what he injured, but apparently he injured an ankle, and he didn't practice today. You know, Lane Wallace is gimping around with his ankle. Travis Gilbert, I think, tweaked his ankle in practice again today. So, I mean, we're not healthy. We're not where we need to be by any means. I think we're healthier than what we were last year against them, but you know we've had to put some kids in there today and step up. You know, so we're not as healthy as we need to be, and we'll just do what we can. And you know, when it comes Friday night, kids will show up and we'll be able to play. But this is a very important ball game. It does determine whether or not for this game itself is the most important, because Ballard is going to come in here hungry for a win, and they want to, you know, they feel like they're not at the caliber of the Murray and the Caldwell right now, but they think they're at the caliber of Crittenden, and so this is their opportunity to prove it and make a stride for that program, and you know, they want to do that, and I think they have a very capable ball club of beating us if we don't take care of business and we don't be disciplined, and our desire to win has to overshadow their desire to win, because they're going to come in here looking to spoil and become third in the district.
The Murray game, Bobby Knox had a big outing, 10 solo tackles, one of the few times I remember a player being in double digits in tackles in a game, and had one tackle for loss, and he was a defensive player of the game. Then also Stefan Cozart had another big game, and he was the lineman of the week.
You know, and they continue to play hard. You know, Bobby is steady and plays hard at linebacker all the time, and you know, he's always around the ball making plays, and that's what we have to have from your linebacker crew. Stefan, you know, he plays hard all the time. You know, he guesses sometimes. He tries to guess what they're going to do, and you know, we just have to play technique. But you know, we've actually moved him from defensive tackle to defensive end, and it's worked out for us. And you know, he's one of the mobile linemen that we have to do that. So you know, he's going to play a key factor this week as well.
All right, Coach Darnes, we've got Murray out of the way. We'll turn our attention to Ballard Memorial. We'll discuss the Bombers a little bit more later in the week during our pregame podcast. Thank you.
All right, buddy.